something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus never talked negatively. He said, by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. Now, where you are today is a result of what you said yesterday, whether or not you believe it. It doesn't make any difference. Somebody says, I don't believe in the force of gravity. Does it make any difference? That's what's keeping you on the chair. That's what's keeping you down here. You don't have to believe it. It's just working. I don't believe in the existence of oxygen. Does it make any difference? You're just talking. You need it. You see it? So it's not whether or not you believe. It's like the atheist who says, I don't believe in God. Well, you're a fool. The Bible says you're a fool. It says the fool says there's no God. Now, just because you say you don't believe in God doesn't get him out of existence. He's still there. He's still there. Doesn't change a thing. So what we ought to know, you know, some people say, well, if I don't believe in God, then he'll never get me. Let me just stay, you know, please don't preach to me. Don't preach anything to me. They think that if they don't believe in anything, then their lives will just go straight without believing anything. You are done for. Why? Because you see, in every other thing in life, you want to know the truth. Why don't you also find out the truth about God? There are so many ways. Depends on which one you choose. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. There can't be so many ways. When you hear from Jesus, you make up your mind about him. He's the only one who ever said, I am the way. He didn't say, I come to show you the way. He says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And when he said that, it was proved by his resurrection from the dead. And he's the only one who loved us so much and gave his life for us. Nobody else ever did that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, almost everybody here believes in Jesus. Now, I said almost, because I know there was one or two who are still trying to make up their minds. Before this service is over, you better make up your mind. Now, almost everybody believes. Now, y'all who believe, I wonder if you really know what you believe. When you believe in God, the next thing is to study his word. Get to know his word. See, don't let somebody tell you such and such a thing is in the Bible, and then you don't go back to study it for yourself. Find out. I stole a beautiful testimony about a lady who called on telephone, and she had been watching our TV programs, and she said she had had some of our relatives who died of HIV, and she had become a worker at the rehabilitation centers, and she tried to help the AIDS victims, you know, help them, encourage them, and prepare them for death so they could die happily. Then When she began to watch our programs, she realized they didn't have to die. You see that? She realized they didn't have to die. And she said, I found God's word from you. I got it. I've discovered they don't have to die. Now she has a new message for them. Going back to the same people to tell them they don't have to die. Oh, hallelujah. There's hope in Christ Jesus. They don't have to die. See, she's got a new message now. Hallelujah. Until you hear something, you cannot believe it. But when you hear it, you have a chance to believe it. And when you believe, find out more about it. See, you have a Bible. Study your Bible. Tell somebody close to you, study your Bible. Tell the other one, study your Bible. One more time, study. Say the word study, 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 study. Good, thank you. Now, don't hold a pen close to anybody's eyes, all right? We don't want to start a healing service for eyes. All right. And Jesus said, search the scriptures. Search. That's another way of saying study. See, when you face anything in life, take your Bible, find out what it says about the case, and make up your mind it's not going to take you down. Make up your mind. That problem is not going to take you down. You're going to find out what the word says, and by the word of God, you will destroy that adversary. Hallelujah. You ready? Now, you know, we started studying something about the Lordship of Jesus, and we couldn't really get in. And I was in the introductory part of it, so I want to give you the remaining parts. All right. Well, but to get that across to you, I'll have to take you up from where we left off. All right? Just a little. Maybe if we can conclude it, great. But if we don't, maybe some other time. You're ready for this? And it's so, so important. See, when I say I love the Word of God, it's because I know what it says. What it says. And God's Word has to become personal to you. That's the only way it works. Now, a lot of times, we were taught and we studied for ourselves that the devil tempted Jesus. How many of you remember that? Do you remember that story? The Bible says the tempter came unto him and said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. You remember the case? Great. And then Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Great. Now, I did tell you that on that particular occasion, when the devil said to him, cast yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, unless thou dash thy foot against a stone. Satan quoted scripture to Jesus. And the scripture is logos. So Satan spoke logos to Jesus. And Jesus had spoken logos to Satan. And so now he decided to reply Jesus with logos. Logos is the word of God, that you have studied, that's general, that's to every one of us. Logos is the whole body of truth, the whole revelation of God. Logos is that word that has been written concerning us, concerning the devil, concerning angels, concerning God, concerning about everything. That's Logos. We can quote any scripture from here and give it to anybody. That's Logos, sharing God's word. So when Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, Jesus was quoting Logos. But when Jesus commanded that devil to go, he didn't go. Instead, because Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. And the Bible shows us he didn't go away. Instead, he said, it is written. He quoted scripture to Jesus. Now, if you don't have a, if you don't study it properly, you would think it's the same thing because you have a same story in St. Luke's gospel and then in St. Matthew's gospel. You look at it, it looks exactly the same, but they're not the same. On one occasion, Jesus said, get thee hence, and the devil left. But this time, Jesus said, get thee behind me, and the devil didn't go. Instead, he quoted scripture to Jesus. He gave him logos. It's like you getting ready to go to church and the devil says, do you have to go to church today? Or you say, well, he says, 6 days, it is written, 6 days shall thou labor. The 7 day is the Sabbath of rest. So you say, so there's no need to go to church on Wednesday. There's no need to go to church on any day of the week. That's for laboring. You'll be a laborer the rest of your life. See, no, it's so important. If you don't give God time, you can have time. You tell God, well, this is my work day. So I just pray in the morning and then go to work. Then God says, it's all right. Keep working. You're going to work the rest of your life. But you want to have a cool life such that everything you do turns into success.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back. The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life? And who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did. Because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo, 267 at Demulegun Road, opposite Ndubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803 970-0920 or 0806-002-2965 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. God bless you. This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
A lot of times, we were taught and we studied for ourselves that the devil tempted Jesus. How many of you remember that? Do you remember that story? So Satan spoke logos to Jesus. And Jesus had spoken logos to Satan. And so now he decided to reply Jesus with logos. It's like you getting ready to go to church and the devil says, do you have to go to church today? Or you say, well, he says, 6 days, it is written, 6 days shall thou labor. The 7 day is the Sabbath of rest. So you say, so there's no need to go to church on Wednesday. There's no need to go to church on any day of the week. That's for laboring. You'll be a laborer the rest of your life. See, no, it's so important. If you don't give God time, you can have time. You tell God, well, this is my work day. So I just pray in the morning and then go to work every day. Then God says, it's all right, keep working. You're going to work the rest of your life. But you want to have a cool life such that everything you do turns into success. And then there's rest in your soul. You've got to give God time. You have to give him time. You have to learn to set everything else aside. Some of you make appointments on Sunday morning. Woo-hoo. Look at you. Some dumb fellow somewhere told you have to come Sunday morning because he doesn't go to church. And because you think you need him. Oh, how sad. You think you need him. You think you need him. So he says, it's all right. Because if you don't go Sunday morning, you can't get him. And you think he's a necessary factor for your success. Brother, sister, you're wrong. He's not a necessary factor for your success. Learn to take your stand. If you don't take your stand for God, God won't take his stand for you. You say, no, sir, I'll be in church Sunday morning. He says, all right, you can make a choice. Well, sir, if another day is not all right, I can let it go. Learn to take your stand. You're less than a man when you don't know how to take your stand. And God doesn't like it. He says, quit you like men. Be stirred up. Be tough inside. Toughness has nothing to do with a V-chest. You know, you may be full of muscles until you're shaking like that when you're coming in. But it doesn't make you strong. A lot of physically built folks are weak inside. They'll run up the wall because of a cockroach. A wall gecko will scare them out of the house. Especially if they saw it in the nighttime. Such folks are afraid in the nighttime. Put them in the street in the night and let them hear, woo-hoo, woo. They can't even run. I mean, they'll fall. They can't even run. Always dreaming that something is pursuing them and their head became heavy and they couldn't run. The devil was after you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You train yourself to fear from childhood. Fear doesn't just come. No. That life begins from childhood. You learn to fear. Some others, because of a particular thing that happened in their lives, fear came in. And fear, you see, fear is a spirit. Fear is a spirit. When that spirit takes a hold of your life, it could be the fear of the future. It could be the fear of death. It could be the fear of some failure, something. The people who are always afraid their business is going to run down. Even though they're successful right now, they are afraid every day. They live continually in fear. Fear of different kinds. Well, why won't you be afraid when your faith, your life is not plugged in to the right socket? You'd be afraid. You'd do right to be afraid because you don't have any hope anyway. But when you learn about Jesus and you know who he is and who you are to him, there's a difference. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, now here's the subject. And I said, Satan quoted Logos to Jesus. And what did Jesus do? Jesus had to give him something other than Logos. Jesus gave him Rhema. You remember that? Instead of saying to him, it is written, which is for everybody, Jesus said, it is said. Said to who? To me. Jesus made the word personal. He got personal with the word. He said, it is said. Not to everybody, to me. So when the word of God becomes personal to you, it starts producing results. As long as it is to everybody, it doesn't work. It has to become personal to you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, now, you know, we talked about the Lordship of Jesus and how to relate with that through the Lordship of the Word. The Word of God and the Lordship of love and the Lordship of the Spirit. Did I tell you about that? Did I tell you that? You never heard that all your life, what I just said? How many of you didn't hear what I just said before? You didn't hear me say that the Lordship of Jesus becomes operational in your life through the Lordship of the Word, the Lordship of love, the Lordship of the Spirit. If you never heard that, can I see your hand up? Few. If you heard that before, let me see your hand up. Most of you. All right. Now we got through all of that. We came to another point. And that has to do with learning to demonstrate the Lordship of Jesus in your life over circumstances, over anything that you encounter in life. The Lordship of Jesus has to be expressed through you. Now let me read something to you. In 1 Corinthians, would you turn in there? 1 Corinthians, chapter number 15. Are you there? I'm reading from verse 22. Ready? 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, from verse 22. Now you have to listen because this, I tell you, this is going to make a big difference in your life. Big, big difference. From verse 22. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. Now that's beautiful. That's telling us that until he puts all that down at the feet of the Father, he retains all rule, all authority and power. Then verse 25. I want y'all to read verse 25 together. One, two, go. Now that's one of the reasons, see, that scripture, one of the reasons I cannot say and I do not accept when anybody says to me, XYZ is what is reigning. I don't buy it. Because Jesus is reigning and I'm reigning with him. I don't accept it. You can't tell me such and such a thing is reigning. Doesn't matter how you put it. You can say this bag is what is reigning. You can say that car is what is reigning. That style is what is reigning. I just can't accept it. See, this is something you've got to learn. You're a kingdom person. Do you understand? You belong.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you. Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo. 267 at Dim Legun Road, opposite Ndubuisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.